Hello and welcome. Thanks for listening to KSUT today. I'm Sarah Flower. Today we are joined with our weekly update with Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health. Today is a big day for the state of Colorado as Sunday we switched from stay at home to safer at home. I think that's got to be the focus of today. San Juan Basin has detailed these guidelines of what safer at home looks like. Let's break this down.
Well, so stay at home was an executive order issued by Governor Polis back in March, and it was set to expire on April 26th. And so he transitioned to a safer at home order on April 27th. And the intention of safer at home was to really acknowledge that it appears as though we've done a good job as a state through the stay at home period of flattening our curve and keeping our healthcare needs within the capacity of what our healthcare could handle, and doing a lot of good work to slow the spread of COVID-19 in our communities. So it's important, that we did this work together to slow the spread of infection in our communities. You know, unfortunately, there have been for us, for families and individuals, just horrific outcomes. And, the goal here is to prevent that happening as much as we possibly can.
Leanne, I want you to talk a little bit about this term that I've heard lately in terms of safer at home, also called a soft open. Let's talk to that.
I haven't heard the language soft opening, but what I think we're all trying to talk about is how to take really tiny baby steps to start reintroducing some pieces of the economy and then test out what the effect of that is on our disease transmission. So we don't ever want to be in the situation where we've worked this hard over the last, month as communities and as states to decrease transmission, flatten our curve, and then start introducing big openings and erase all of that good work. That would be, kind of a horrific outcome to a horrific story. So with that, we've gone through this really painful period. And now I think that, people are using language like soft opening or baby steps to say, what are the small things that we can do to test out where we are in our community transmission and figure out, well, what are the things that we can bring back in communities without making people vulnerable or at risk for a lot more transmission of infection? So from a public health perspective, there really is some criteria about what you want to have in place and what you want to see in a community before you start taking these baby steps. And then there are some evidence about the way in which you would carry out these steps. So the first thing is, you don't want to be doing this while you're still increasing cases. Obviously, right? The whole goal here is we did all the social distancing so that we would not pass around infection at the rate that infection would grow if we were, just leaving it up to the virus, right? If we left it up to the virus, one case would turn into 400 at the end of a month. So we know that number. So we did all this crazy social distancing. We brought that number down. We need to see that number continuing to decrease. And when we see that, we can start, making some small adjustments. So the first thing is you want to see at least 2 weeks of decreasing growth in cases. And then you also want to know that you have the testing, consistently over those 2 weeks to prove what trend you're on. And then you also need the testing because anytime a new individual comes down with the virus, you want to be able to isolate them. You want to be able to find out who their contacts are. You want to quarantine their contacts. And most importantly, you want to test their contacts as quickly as possible to find out if they also need to be isolated and find out who their contacts are. So it's kind of one of those and so on and so on and so on things, right? So, this is kind of the public health practice. Demonstrate a decrease in cases. And then make sure that you have the capacity as you find cases to kind of stamp them out as they're popping up. And then if you can do that, you can prove that you're hopefully on a path to make sure you don't exceed your hospital capacity. So I think, in this community, people have just worked so hard and we've done a lot of good work to stamp out cases as we find them. And then continue to social distance as a community. And so we're looking at we're looking at some pretty good numbers around here. The other thing that's happened around here is we've had a tremendous effort to increase testing capacity, right? And we've talked about this a bunch, that testing is the cornerstone of all the ways we can be successful in this. Everybody's pitching in and doing, you know, a fair amount of testing, more than we were a few weeks ago. So we're starting to build the puzzle pieces together to say, hey, this community's on the right track. The problem with all of this, though, is that our community doesn't have a wall around it, right? We don't live in a bubble, and we don't have all of these puzzle pieces everywhere in the region. And it's never going to work if you say, oh, okay, we have it here, and it doesn't matter if we don't have it other places, we're all going to be on the same perfect trajectory. It just doesn't work that way, because the virus doesn't know what state it's in or what county it's in.
I've heard the analogy that it's kind of like having a section of a pool that you can pee in. It spreads together. I think the question that's on a lot of people's minds, Leanne, is could San Juan Basin Public Health Department continue the stay-at-home order and not adhere to the safer-at-home order?
Local jurisdictions and local public health officers always have this statutory authority and statutory obligation to keep their community safe. So that is something that can happen locally. And, you know, we're watching really carefully what it looks like, what the conditions are in our community. I think I've described, you know, what the criteria is from a public health perspective, and how some of it, you know, we can say, yep, we're really on the right track with. Some of it, we don't really have enough information yet to know exactly where we are. And some of it we're looking at, like, you know, San Juan County, New Mexico, it's just one county over. We know our employees go back and forth, and we're not seeing that in a downward trend right now. So all of those factors go into a local decision, and, you know, we may need to make a different local decision.
Leanne, is there anything else that you want to add for us here today?
You know, as of today, Monday, April 27th, there is allowances across the state for some curbside retail and some retail delivery that was not a part of the initial stay-at-home order. And, you know, this is something that we think is a great way to take a small step. And we do know that there are businesses that are starting up curbside retail and some other retail delivery. And, you know, if you think about it, it's not that different from what the restaurants were doing all along. So we can kind of model off of that. Unfortunately, the guidance is not due out on exactly what it looks like to comply with this until the end of the day today. That said, we gave a lot of guidance to businesses, and we expect that there will be some small retailers able to achieve good infection control and also do curbside and a little bit of delivery. So that's a big step forward as of today, and we're looking forward to seeing how that pans out in the community. But we do want people to understand, you know, there's still guidance, right? How do your employees interact inside the workplace? How do they maintain social distancing when they leave something out for someone who's coming to pick it up? How do you take a payment? All of that. So it's not, you know, it's not a free-for-all. It's a very carefully measured way to start some curbside retail.
Leanne Gillon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health, thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT.